And we're going to actually have a quiz to start with. So if the kids want to come up the front, you're most welcome to come and sit in this spot up here, or any adults that want to come with them, feel free to come up. But what we're going to do is, the Bible reading today has got lots and lots of sayings in it, things that you might hear people say around the place. So we're going to quiz on Bible sayings. So our first contestant today, he's a reverend. He's a doctor. He's a professor, at least that's what I'm calling him. He's a lecturer. He's an author. He's from Ridley College. His name is Michael Bird. Come on, welcome him up. Welcome, Bird. It's very exciting. Now, he knows lots of stuff about the Bible. He teaches the Bible all the time. We're going to have to give you a mic. Mike, here we go. So, who can possibly take on the professor, though?
Who is worthy?
Who is worthy? Yeah, that's right. So, we've got to find someone who can. So, our next contestant, he is a reverend. He is a doctor. He is a director. He is a sender of missionaries. His parish is the entire world. It's Wei Han Kwan from Church Missionary Society. Welcome him up. Okay, here we go. Are you confident you can take on the professor?
I've got my superhero t-shirt on.
Excellent. Now, I'd like you guys to shake hands. We want a good, clean quiz. So here's how it's going to work, fellas. We've got to get you some buzzers, all right? So because you are Mike Bird, you have the rubber chicken. So for no actual reason, you have the rubber pig, Weihan. That's I want you to put them on the table here in front of you. Okay, hand off the buzzer. Okay, let's just test them. Okay, Bird. Yeah, okay. Did you hear that? Yeah, great. Pig. Maybe grab its belly. Yeah, there we go. Do you notice Wei Han also put the microphone to the pig? So that's very helpful. So now your job is to help us decide who got in first, okay? You also may barrack as much as you like, so you can choose who you want to go for. Now, I've got some questions here that are sayings that people say all the time. Now, one of these comes from the Bible, and the other two don't. So I'm going to read all three, and these guys have to work out which one is which. You ready to go, guys? Okay.
Yep, ready.
Are you guys ready? Yeah, excellent. Okay. Here is words. First one is, which one's from the Bible? Is face the music? I'm ignoring that. No. Is it two, nothing new under the sun? Or three, too much of a good thing? Who got in first?
Mike.
Okay, Mike.
I'll say face the music.
Face the music. Okay, he's gone face the music. I can actually reveal to you that is incorrect. So face the music is incorrect.
It's from the Old Testament, Mike.
Yeah, so we're going to throw over to Wei Han. Wei Han?
Did they have music back then?
Apparently, yeah.
What are you going to go for, Wei Han?
I'm going to go for nothing new under the sun.
Okay, let's have a look. It is nothing new under the sun. Fantastic. It's from Ecclesiastes 1 where it says, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. So the teacher has done lots of research. Excellent. One score on to the director. Okay.
Just to be clear, we're finding the one that actually is in the Bible and the other two aren't.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. There we go. Nice recovery. I like that. That's good. Okay. All right. Question two. Is it number one? Lame duck. Is it number two, as the crow flies? Or is it number three, a leopard can't change its spots?
Mike.
Definitely Mike, okay.
The one that's in the Bible is number three, a leopard can't change its spots.
Well, let's consult the board. It is, in fact, you are correct. Leopard can't change its spots from Jeremiah chapter 13 with some great warnings there for us. Can an Ethiopian change his skin or a leopard change his spots? Neither can you do good who are accustomed to doing evil. Well done. Okay, the score is now one all. All right, question number three. It's getting tense. My mind's eye, the bane of my life, or pride becomes before a fall? How are we going? Who got in first? I'm going to go for Wei Han. Okay, Wei Han, what are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for...
No, that was three honks. Okay. The answer is Number three, yes, and fantastic. It's from Proverbs 16. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. So it's sort of just moving bits around a little bit, but it's definitely there. Okay, score is 2-1 to the director. Question four. Double-edged sword, mumbo jumbo, or the balance of power? Mike. Going for Mike.
Double-edged sword.
The answer is double-edged sword. Congratulations, well done, evening up at 2-2.
It's getting close.
But in the end, she's bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword from Proverbs chapter 5. Okay, a couple more questions. We're near the end. Who's going to win? Is this one the apple of his eye, new kid on the block, or on a wing and a prayer? This is a tricky one. I think definitely the director got in first.
I feel like it should be number two, really.
New kid on the block.
But I think I'm going to go for maybe number three.
Number
because we do a lot of prayer.
Yes, okay. So I can reveal that is the incorrect answer. So we fly over here to the bird.
The answer would be number one, the apple of his eye.
The apple of his eye, yes, indeed it is. Deuteronomy 32, in a desert land, he found him in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. It's God talking about Israel. Okay, question six. Are we talking take the upper hand? Hang on, that's not it. Yep, poetic justice. Or put words in her mouth. There is one. There's definitely one. You can be confident. What are the kids? What do you reckon? Which one do you reckon it is? I'm hearing one and three. If we go 50-50, we can cut out poetic justice. It's definitely one or three.
That is a hard one.
Maybe I should go to one of the kids.
Go to one of the kids.
One of the kids. Do you want to come up and talk? Okay.
Can we phone a friend?
Caleb.
Yeah,
do you want to come up, Caleb?
I would like to phone a friend. Can we phone a friend from the congregation?
No, Caleb's coming up.
You can phone Caleb.
So, Caleb, do you want to use the... Squeeze the pig first. Why not?
Squeeze the pig.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, which one do you think it is?
Number three.
Okay, put words in her mouth. He's absolutely correct. 1 point to Caleb.
Oh, very good, Caleb.
Yep, Caleb's going on now. So... That's 2 Samuel chapter 14. Then go to the king and speak those words to him, and Joab put the words in her mouth. Okay, this could be the tiebreaker here. Okay. Oh, hang on, it's not a tiebreaker now because Caleb got that one. Okay. Question one. A sign of the times, stone the crows, or put your nose out of joint. Caleb. Oh, got the pig.
I'm going to go with number one.
Number one. It's a sign of the times. Well done, Matthew 16. Jesus warning some of the Pharisees. Okay, this is our final question.
Oh, it's a tiebreaker.
This is the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay, ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Unless Caleb gets it, in which case we'll have to go again. Okay. Question number one. As good as gold, drop in a bucket, or mum's the word? Definitely Mike. This is for the title, Mike. No pressure.
I think it goes... It's a... Oh, it could be it's one or two. I'm going to go for drop in the bucket.
The answer is drop in a bucket. Absolutely correct. Isaiah 40. Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Well, I think that means our winner is the professor. So let's give him a round of applause. And, of course, we do have a trophy here for you to hold aloft. What is it? It's just a trophy. So you can take that back with you, but I'll have the microphone. Thanks. And we'll make sure you keep the chicken quiet during the rest of the film tonight. Thank you very much, guys. Well, as you can see... There are lots and lots of sayings in the Bible, things that people say all the time that you might hear from a teacher at school or from a parent or a grandparent, or maybe you'll hear it sometimes from somebody in a workplace, something like that, and they don't even know they're quoting from the Bible. And we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount at the moment, where Jesus walks up a mountainside and he's talking to people, he's talking to his disciples and some other people, and there's loads of these sayings that we hear all the time. So in chapter 7, we're going to see the saying, the straight and narrow. You're on the straight and narrow, meaning you're walking the right path. And later on in that chapter, we're going to see a wolf in sheep's clothing, which means it looks like they're on our side, they look like they're a sheep, but actually they're just a wolf. And so today we've got a load of them as well in our Bible reading. And so what are the things that he says today? So the first one he says is, he says, turn the other cheek. So that means if you were to get a slap on the cheek, it means don't fight back. Now, this was a really insulting thing too. It was an insult to people, but saying don't fight back, give them the other cheek as well. He also says go the extra mile, which is something you might hear people say. Instead of being made to go and do something that's this big, do it this big. Do it really, really well and go even further than you need to go. He says a few other things. He says if someone's trying to sue you for your shirt, well, then you give them your jacket as well, your best jacket. Don't just stop at the easy thing and the little thing. Just keep giving even more. He says, give to anybody who needs to borrow. Anybody who needs to borrow from you. And you might have heard of this one too. You might have heard of love your neighbours. Well, he actually also says you have to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So loving your enemies, those who offer you a fist, well, you have to offer them a handshake. It's actually really, really hard to do this. And what Jesus is asking is really, really tricky. Now, the thing is, I don't think it means people can do anything to you. Because if you've got a bully at school who's treating you badly, you do need to tell your parents. Or if there's an adult who's doing something to you, you need to make sure, you know, you tell somebody those things. So it's not just a free-for-all that you don't do anything at all. But it's really the spirit of it, the spirit of generosity, a spirit of kindness, of gentleness, of patience, and of love for people. And I think Jesus has been building on this for a long time. So if you go right back to the start of the sermon, he uses the word blessed an awful lot. And who is blessed? He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, who bad things have happened to. Blessed are the meek, those who couldn't even fight back if they tried, sounding a little bit like what we're talking about today. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. This is a great one for today. People who can fight back, but who choose not to. Blessed are the pure in heart, those who could have anything they want, but actually don't have anything they want for God's sake. Blessed are the peacemakers. Fits really well with today. And blessed are those who are persecuted or picked on because of righteousness, because of God. So I don't think Jesus has accidentally said this. He's been building it right from the beginning of this sermon. That means it really is important. But it's so different from what we see around us today. And it's so different. Has anyone actually ever been to a football game and heard all the crowds yelling and booing? I'm so glad that church is not like a football game. I'm so glad that if I talk too long, you don't all start booing or stuff like that. We do this sort of stuff. Sometimes people type things really mean on their computers, or they yell stuff out their car windows, or they boo. Well, actually, Jesus is saying we're not to be like that. The question is why? Now, have any of you ever played the game Snakes and Ladders? Yes, okay. Well, I brought ours in from home today. This is our Snakes and Ladders. We've actually got an AFL Snakes and Ladders. I have three sons, okay? So I brought the board in. You can tell they played it a lot because the board's actually broken. So I made my own. And so do you know how to play it? How do you play? What happens? In this version, so you start at the bottom square here, the green start, and you roll a dice and you go along. Now, what happens specifically when you get to a ladder then? What happens? You get to the bottom of the ladder. What do you reckon? Yeah? You climb up. That's right. You go up the ladder. It's a bit like sort of cheating a little bit, isn't it? You go up the ladder and you skip a few rows. That's fantastic. Well, what happens, though, if you get a snake? Now, I've got a snake here. It's not a real snake, but it looks like a real snake, so don't be concerned. Here we go. It's not actually a real snake. It looks like one, doesn't it? This one came in this morning. It was borrowed from somebody, and I thought, ooh, it's a bit real. Your brother, that's right. So what happens? He loaned me the snake. So what happens if you land on a snake? You land on a snake's head? You go down, don't you? Yeah, you go zip all the way, which is kind of cool when you look at this guy, this snake up here. You sort of go round and round and round and round and round, and then you go down. So that's the rules. Now, if my life was like a game of snakes and ladders, this is kind of what it would look like. Okay, so during the week this week, I went to the shops, and I was driving around, and there's no car parks, and I finally find one. It's up here. Look at that. I find the last car park. Now, do you reckon that's a ladder? That's a good thing I found the car park. Or do you think it's a snake? Do you think it's a bad thing? Which one did you go for? What do you reckon? Yeah? Which one? Which one?
Ladder.
Let's have a look. It's a ladder. There might be some other car parks if you look really closely, but that's okay. You got the idea. You got the idea of it. That's definitely a ladder. If you find a car park, that's a good start to your day. Okay, so then this happened Friday. I got there and it started raining. Okay, so now I'm getting really wet and there's puddles on the ground. I'm sloshing through the water. It's getting all the way into my socks. Is that a ladder or is that a snake? It's a snake! I'm walking around with squelchy shoes everywhere. Down the snake I go. That's no good. That's a bad thing. Okay, then you get into the shops and you got your trolley and you find the only trolley with wobbly wheels. Now, who am I kidding? No, they all have wobbly wheels and you're pushing along and all of a sudden it veers you into the frozen fish section and all that sort of stuff. Is that a ladder or is that a snake? It's definitely a snake. Down the snake we go on that one. That's a bad one for the day. Okay, what about this one? You get to the shelves and they've run out of chili. And all these unpronounceable green things. I don't know whether they're called jalapenos, yellowpenos, or jalapenos. But they're out of them. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Hey, you're all confused now, aren't you? Yeah. Because a lot of you don't like this stuff. Well, I do. That's a snake. And I'll show you what, like, that always happens. Look, this week it was Wheaties. There was no Wheaties. I couldn't believe it. All right, then you get to the checkouts and there's a massive long queue, but they open a new checkout. Yeah. And you go straight to the front. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a ladder. Absolutely it is. Okay. But then you get the slowest checkout person in history. She takes ages. It wasn't this lady's. She takes ages and ages, and everyone's going through around you faster than you were. This happened like last week. Yeah, what's that, snake or a ladder?
Snake.
Definitely a snake. Okay, then you go home and remember you've got a caramello koala. That's definitely a ladder. So all good. Now, if our game was like a game, our life was like a game of snakes and ladders, it feels like what Jesus is saying to us. We're playing this game though, but it's just the snakes. So bad things happen. We have to let them keep happening. We've got no way of fighting back. The question is why? So let's have a look. In the Old Testament, it says a couple of things. It says this in Proverbs: a gentle answer turns anger away, but mean words stir up anger. And later on, in the same chapter, it says a person with a bad temper stirs up conflict, but a person who is patient calms things down. So that's very practical. It's just saying it's good advice. It actually helps calm things down and things don't get worse. Look in the New Testament. This is what Paul writes in Romans. He says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. That sounds a bit like what Jesus was saying. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. If we are to fight back and be mean at people, we're actually doing God's job. We're taking God's job. It's his job to be the judge. And people like the checkout lady who's really slow actually could be a wonderful person. And she could be a great saint. And I just see this tiny little bit of something that's small that upsets me. Well, actually, God knows who she really is. And God knows what her character is like and what her personality is like. So I don't have the right to get angry and judge her. Even in our reading today, it goes on and says a couple of good things too that can help us. So it says that when we do what Jesus says, we become like his children. It actually says that God sees these people who upset us the same way he sees us as well. We're all the same in his eyes. I really like that little clip we had before of the person throwing rocks. Did you like that? This is the best rock I could find in my garden. It's a brick. Yeah, I know. So it would hurt if this hit you. But the person who's throwing rocks and actually trying to harm somebody, they then make this bridge to go back and hug the person. If we are really mean to people who might treat us mean, who will ever become a follower of Jesus if we start throwing rocks back? None of them will. If we start saying nasty words back, then none of them will know about Jesus. No, we're supposed to be people who are different. They're supposed to be able to see the difference in us by the things we do. And then he says, finally, Jesus says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. We become a little more like God, too, when we try and do this. Now, the thing is, Jesus does a lot of this, doesn't he? He's talking. It's a sermon, a bit like today. Does he actually do it? Well, in Stacks a couple of weeks ago, you had a story called The Good Samaritan. It's in Luke, and Jesus is teaching this story. So he's saying it's got a person who's an enemy stops to help somebody who they don't need to. That's just a teaching, but does he do it? Well, he talks to a Samaritan woman in the book of John. And she is from a place that they're not friends with. And what's more, she's a woman, and they didn't talk to people like that in those days. Men didn't usually talk to women kindly that they didn't know. And so this was a really big deal. And this woman then went off and told lots of people about Jesus. Jesus sees a guy named Zacchaeus in a tree. Now, he's a tax collector and a sinner, and no one liked him, but Jesus doesn't tell him off. He actually says, I'm going to party with you instead. And he becomes a really generous person, Zacchaeus, and he knows about Jesus too. Even the person who betrayed Jesus was in his gang the whole time, and Jesus didn't treat him differently or kick him out. When Jesus was arrested, one of the servants had his ear cut off. Well, Jesus healed him. He even healed the ear of one of the people who was coming to arrest him. When he was on the cross, he prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And one of the soldiers at the bottom of the cross saw Jesus and said, well, surely he was God's son. By the things he did, people could see who he was. It made a huge difference. And Jesus did it as well. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even when we were treating him badly, he still died for us to bring us back to God. Jesus doesn't just talk the talk, but he walks the walk as well. So, it might feel like we're playing this game of snakes and ladders without the ladders, but I think the ladders are there. You just got to look a little hard. They might be hard to spot straight away, and often they are attached to the snake. The very thing that is bad gives us a chance for something great to happen. We might become more like God, God's children, and more people can see who God is by the way we act, and they're all great things. So I'm going to pray for us now, guys, and then you guys can go back and sit in your seats, and we'll have the rest of our service. Let's close our eyes and pray to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this passage that we've looked at. Thank you for the words that Jesus says. And even though they're really hard to actually do, help us to be people who are obedient to you and who can see what good is happening when we follow Jesus' words. I just pray you'll give us courage and you'll give us the ability to act in ways that you would have us act. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.